Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Wine applying the tag. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Beckert moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. There goes Williams trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Day for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Callison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Callison. Fairley moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fairley tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Wine reaches second base with a double. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wine moves to third. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wine scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0-for-1 in the game. Renko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Renko. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Beckert hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's Cubs, 2, Expos, 2. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Hickman moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hickman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappas is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. Beckert reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-3 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Jim Ferry pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Ferry moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-3 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan McGinn now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.